Gift Grub, of course, is all over this. Poor old Michael D.
Michael D will be late for the theatre.
I can't go.
Why not?
I'm grounded.
You're grounded? By who?
The bloody government, that's who.
The government? Why?
For speaking my mind about the disastrous policy on housing.
What are you going to do for the evening?
I don't know, play my Xbox or something.
You've never played Xbox in your life, Michael D. And just because you're grounded doesn't mean you can't, you know, speak your mind about certain matters.
Good point, woman. Good point, good point.
Great, well, I'm off, good luck.
Bring us back a bag of chips, will you?
Speaking from Oros and Uachtaráin this evening at an impromptu summer solstice garden party, the President had this to say.
So as you enjoy your cocktails, let us raise a glass in solidarity with the thousands of young people who continue to suffer at the hands of a disastrous housing policy. Yes, and why did you summon me here, Taoiseach?
Mr. President, thank you for coming to Leinster House.
Well, what are they doing here?
We just wanted to have a chat with you, Michael D.
Mano a mano, I'm just here as a witness.
A chat? Very well. About what?
About your continuous verbal explosions.
And involving yourself in politics.
Which isn't going to work for us at all. Comprende, el Presidente?
What is this? The Mafia? Nowhere in the Constitution does it say, I cannot speak about politics.
It's just not the done thing, Michael D.
So we'd like you to wear this, please, if you don't mind.
What is this?
It's an electric bracelet, which will remind you not to speak out of turn, if you don't mind.
You must be joking me.
Pascal, put it on him.
What the bloody...
Take it easy. Take it easy, little fella.
Oh, easy, Pascal.
Flip it on. There you go.
What is this thing going to do to me?
Well, let's see. Say something political there, Mr. President.
Political?
Yeah, anything at all.
Legislation. Ah, Jesus!
Lovely. Now say something else.
About what? I mean, you mean like government policy? Ah, Jesus!
Very nice. Ah! It's a little stinger, isn't it?
You people are inhumane! Bunch of crazy!
That's the kind of president we want. Capiche?
So, Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, people really want to know, what are you actually doing about this problem?
Well, Miriam, you know, we've actually achieved quite a lot in the legislative area about social housing.
Yeah, but what, Dara O'Brien?
Well, obviously, loads of social and affordable housing.
Dara O'Brien, but what exactly
Just allow me to answer the question, okay,
well, what's the problem?
No, seriously, you get me onto your show, yeah?
Yeah.
You get me to answer a question, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you won't allow me to answer a question.
Dara.
Yeah? Do you understand?
Dara, you get in touchy again, okay? Calm down.
I need a bleeding smoke.
Okay, we're also joined by President Michael D. Higgins. President, we know you're somewhat constrained.
Yes.
So, how's the form?
Grant, how's the crack with yourself, Miriam?
Good. Weather's nice, isn't it?
Very nice, thank God. Lovely stretch.
Yeah. Watching Love Island or anything?
Yes, a little bit, actually. I love the concept of young people living in a house.
Oh, dear.
Jesus.
How's the family?
They're great. Great.
Great.
Grandniece and nephew there had a joint birthday party yesterday.
Oh, lovely. Get anything nice?
Yes, they got a Lego set from their uncle.
Lego, lovely.
Yes, they love building the Lego.
Right.
So that they can see other young Lego people coming to live in
the Lego houses. Yeah.
Unfortunately, when they got the box,
right,
the present they received from their uncle, they needed more Lego, they discovered, to actually finish
the Lego buildings construction.
But unfortunately, they couldn't afford it.
Oh, that is a shame.
And then their uncle said, if their Lego was no use to them,
because they couldn't afford it,
then he would gift the Lego to somebody more well off, who already had plenty of Lego to themselves already.
They must have been raging.
They were.
At the uncle?
No! At the f***ing government! And their disastrous bloody housing policy! The greatest failure!